Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Mac DeFazio. Good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that renews talk 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have two guests this morning. We're in a bank. We're in the Hometown Bank office over here right in downtown Bedford. And with us is the Chief Executive Officer, Beth Manges, and the Chief Financial Officer, Jeb Keg. And we're going to be speaking with both of them this morning. So it's great to have you. First of all, Beth, thank you very much for joining us here on Bedford County Speaks.
Yes,
it's
glad to be on the interview.
Thank you, Jeb. You're a good man to do this.
Thank you.
I told them before the radio show that we don't bite. I go into a bank, it's scary. People come on the radio, they think it's scary. I think it's much more scary to be in a bank. First of all, Beth, this bank is about to celebrate its 20th year, is it not?
So next year, it'll be our 20th anniversary. Yeah. We're just have hit our 19th anniversary here of serving the community. And Hometown Bank was started here, opened in 2007 with our Bedford and Everett branches. Mm-hmm. And from there, of course, we've grown and added an additional 5 branches. But there was a need from people, local business people within the community. They saw a need for a locally owned traditional bank, kind of that would be able to take care of customers' needs, make local decisions, get things done quickly for customers, and provide exceptional customer service. And those were some of the reasons that Hometown Bank was started in the very beginning.
Was it started by people in the banking industry?
No, it was started by, Merle Housel, who is our chairman of our board. He was one of the original founders of Hometown Bank, mm-hmm. and Merle did have a banking background. He was a former bank president, but there were other individuals within the community, business people who, again, saw the need for a locally owned traditional bank, just with the way that big banks were operating, saw that need. So the group of people who started the bank, again, that made the initial investment and then also got other people to invest to help get the bank started.
It's a nice story because Hometown Bank was started by people from the hometown, so that's good. And I don't think you need to tell any of your customers that they've been in the big branch banks around the country. It can be a ghastly experience, especially when you go into these places that are operated out of North Carolina or someplace else. I want to introduce also Jeb. I called him Jeff earlier, but his name is Jeb. Jeb, what's the whole name? Is it just Jeb?
It's actually Jerob. So,
Jerob.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, that's an unusual name.
Yeah.
And you're the chief financial officer here?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we'll get into some of that in a second, but I wanted to, first of all, find out a little bit about you, Beth. How did you get into this business? 30 years, I understand you've been doing this?
So I started in banking in 1989 when I was going to college. That was kind of to help me while I was in college, and I really enjoyed banking and saw that was kind of a natural fit for me. So I started as a teller back in 1989, and over the years kind of worked my way up through the ranks to this position. So,
sure did.
Were
you in college at the time?
So I was going to Towson University in Baltimore.
Oh, Towson, yeah. I know Towson.
And had an opportunity. Again, I got a scholarship to go to school there because this is my home area. But with the scholarship, kind of took me there outside of Baltimore, and that's where I started in banking. Again, over the years, kind of I've done about most of the positions, working my way up through the branch. Head teller, branch manager, got to commercial lender. I was at Susquehanna Bank when I was approached about starting Hometown.
Mm. Boy.
Yes.
That's a terrific story.
A number of us, again, that came from another bank to come here, saw how it was. First American Bank was bought by Susquehanna Bank, and a number of us were employees when that happened.
Right.
We saw how that took kind of our hands were tied, that we couldn't take care of our customers. We didn't have local decision making. And again, that was a part of why a number of us came, original 17 employees, to start Hometown Bank. So again, that feel and that level of taking care of your customers, you know, that's what Hometown Bank is about.
You are listening to Beth Mangies and Jeb Keg. We're speaking to these folks from the Hometown Bank and their headquarters branch, I guess you call it, here in Bedford, just outside of the Bedford Borough. Jeb, tell me about yourself. How did you arrive here?
So I'm originally from Bedford, born and raised. My family, I have a lot of family in Bedford. It's probably not easy for me to find somebody I'm not related to.
What?
Yeah, so I grew up in Rainsburg and went to Bedford High, graduated 2006, and went to Pitt Johnstown. Went for accounting, didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then at the time, I graduated in 2010 from college, and the only people that were really hiring in the financial industry was banks, you know, so I was looking at accounting and decided like banks were hiring. So I ended up going to work for PNC for about a year in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I always kind of thought I'd come back to Bedford. Actually, one of my best friends, his dad had banked at Hometown and was like, hey, you know, have you ever heard of Hometown? And I was like, oh, because when I graduated, the bank was just getting started, so I was off at college kind of and wasn't really paying attention. And then one Sunday I had an interview with Ted Schwadek. He was the president that started the bank, and he offered me a position. And I moved back about 2 weeks later and started as like a management trainee. And that was 15 years ago, 16 mm-hmm. years ago. So I kind of came in and just kind of grew with the bank, my positions, took on different roles, and kind of just as people retired, as we grew, there was a different need, and kind of led into the chief financial officer role probably about 4 years ago now. But it's been quite the ride. It's been a lot of work, but it's really fun because I really like Bedford, Bedford County. I love helping. That's one of the best things about the job is, about our corporate office. You know, Beth and I say, I like being over here because I can hear customers come in.
Sure.
I hear their voices. I can go out, talk to them. A lot of our customers, loan customers, deposit customers, their friends, their neighbors, their relatives. And I don't know, that's just the best piece that you can help people. You know, I just feel like, you know, everybody gets the persona of a banker, but it's like, I mean, I think we do help a lot of people, you know.
There's a lot to be said about this as a former borrower of money for commercial loans. When you have to burn through four different loan officers in the history of your account, it's very difficult. So it's a great story to hear this. And Beth, one of the things I'm hearing from Jeb here is that you promote from within here.
Yes, we do. You seem to
build your own team here. This is good.
Yes. And I would say everybody on our executive team and also our managers have worked their way up. And many of them have started as tellers, have worked their way up,
yeah,
or started departments and have worked their way up. So again, you know, that's important to us to give people from within that opportunity to advance. I mean, that's how I got here. That's how Jeb got where he was, working hard and, again, caring about the job you do, caring about our employees and our customers. And really, it's not anything difficult. It's just treating people the way you want to be treated.
I was never a teller, but as I grew with the bank, that was one thing that I kind of realized that it's one of the hardest jobs at the branch. It's one of the hardest jobs. And, you know, it's like the amount of stuff that you learn, it's amazing. And like, as you go through whatever department you hit, I mean, it all starts with the teller line, those customers mm-hmm. coming in with deposits. You know,
yeah,
that's where it all starts.
Line. It does. Absolutely.
You know? And the customer service part, the friendliness,
yes,
you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what, I mean, some of the thing that, the reason we've grown so much, I think, and why we've done things so good is just, you know, as some of the bigger banks continue to grow and have problems, they're closing branches. They might not always be fully staffed.
And cutting staff.
We
hear
really,
that a lot.
We really try to promote, you know, we have six girls working the teller line every day. Bedford never, the amount of traffic that comes through these branches
right.
is amazing. But, you know, we try to have, you know, come in and even having six girls working or six bodies, there's still a line just because of the amount of people that are coming through, whether it be the drive through.
Why'd you have so much traffic?
Right.
It's great.
It is good. It's a good it's a bad thing and a good thing. Yeah, I mean, it's like just people really like to come in and deal with us, which is great, you know.
So. I'd be a terrible teller. I don't know how to count my
day. That's why it's not an easy job. I mean, once you do it, I'm sure, you know, it's repetition and stuff like that, but it can be tough dealing with the public.
Our guest this morning is Beth Mangus and Jeb Keg of the Hometown Bank. I'm here in their bank, beautiful bank conference room, where probably a lot of closings go on, I guess, assuming this building and in this room. And I really appreciate their talking to us today on Bedford County Speaks. Beth, the whole notion of a hometown bank and the kind of service you folks have described to me really sounds to me like a wonderful business model, especially in the chaos today where most banks have to meet, quote, the number. You know, so many large companies beat up their managers and say, "It's third quarter. Have you made the number?" You know, I've even read a book about that called The Number. You should read that book if you haven't read that book. It's a wonderful book. It really is. So you don't have that kind of culture here, do you, Beth?
No, we don't, and not in any way. And from the very beginning of starting Hometown, there's no hard sell here, and we stress that to our people. Do the very best job that you can do and take care of our customers. If you see a need, mention it. But we don't have referral goals or cross-sell. Many of us had that working bigger banks before we came here. We know how that goes, and we don't want that competition between our people. We don't want anything pushed down our customers' throats that they don't want. We don't have call nights like what some banks do, and we continue to grow and do well without all of that. Again, it's giving that level of care to our customers. It's not about selling.
When we return with Bedford County Speaks, we're going to learn what it's like to be a customer here at the Hometown Bank when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Mark Patterson, Senior Manufacturing Engineer with JLG, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 at 1310 AM, WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the Hometown Bank in Bedford. I was telling you before we went on the air, Beth, I had a bank client. In fact, he was my lender. And he went in and they took over an ice cream store and they gave out scoops. So I was wondering if Hometown Bank, because I'm a promotional kind of guy, would consider having a donut rack in their new building because it used to be the Landmark restaurant. Okay, you can forget that. It's a possible idea. Yeah. So tell me about this full service component of your bank.
Well, again, the level of service, products that will fit their needs, depending on what they're looking for. And again, when people come into us, we really try to sit down with them, listen to what their needs are, what they're looking for, and then try to match up our products and services the best that we feel. You know, and maybe give them a couple options on what we have, just so it's not cut and dry for any one person. It's what's the best match for what's going to fit their needs, whether that's a loan or a deposit product. So we have a wide range of consumer commercial products that can fit all of those needs.
I know you sell CDs here too. Any other kind of investment product you have like that, Jeb?
The biggest thing, most of our deposits, we have money market accounts. Okay. We also have CDs, IRAs that are kind of based off the CD products. But we're kind of, and our products, we haven't really gotten into the investment side of it. Not to say that hasn't been thought about, you know, as we continue to grow, that might be an aspect that we bring in. Eventually, but most of our core depositors, you know, like Bedford County has a lot of, it's an older population, and a lot of them still like to deal with the brick and mortar, and they like those CDs, and whether they're, you know, people towards retirement, they're pulling some monies out of their investments, you know, putting it in higher earning CDs and stuff. We kind of pride ourselves on being kind of known as, you know, typically our customers don't have to look around for the best rate. We try to always be in that top tier rate when it comes to like money markets and CDs, just because we kind of, we like that customer base, and we, you know, kind of the idea is that, you know, we just don't give them an option that they have to go anywhere else. You know, they can count on us for it. So
I got a question for you, Beth. The savings account, it seems to be kind of antiquated today. Not too many people open savings accounts. Why are the savings account interest rates so low today? Not just at this bank, but every bank seems to be incredibly low.
A lot of times on a savings product, people want to have quick access to their funds.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, people, if they want to earn more money, they're going to put it into something, again, which is different than a basic savings account where they're going to be having the money go in and out. Typically, they're more a general deposit product. To earn a little bit more, again, the CDs, that's why we have like money market and CDs available. Again, what the customer's needs and what they're looking for. But if somebody wants to have a savings account, keep money aside, but then take the balance way down, the savings, you know, with no minimum balance, no service fees, that's a very attractive product for some people. Mm-hmm. But if people want to earn more money and they're looking for that rate, again, the money market for the higher balances as well as the CDs are probably more what they're looking for. Pending, everybody's different. Just depends on what they're looking for.
But it seems to have changed. I mean, when we were all kids, used to say we'd open up a savings account for our children when they're born. You know, throw $100 in there and then let that be for their first bank account. So is that stuff still done, or is there another method today in modern times? I mean, what would you do if you had a new child, you want to start something for them as a savings product?
Well, I mean, a lot of times I think to start, people might do a savings, and then once they get a certain balance, they might move it into a CD.
I see.
But again, we see a little bit of everything. Yeah. You know, if people want to teach their children to save and have a savings account that they can put a little bit in at a time just to kind of build that, you know, I think we do see that a good bit, that people do still like to do that.
Because we don't see much, we don't see a culture of savings in this country anymore, it doesn't seem. What do you think of that, Jeb? Am I making any sense, or is it?
No. I mean, well, obviously the credit card debt is at an all-time high.
Right.
People do borrow a lot. I think you see on the news, I mean, people do overextend themselves. I mean, we see some of that. You know, I think it does happen. People just, you know, I think it's just a kind of a product of our environment today.
I call it an invisible transaction.
Yep.
When you give your credit card and put it in the gas pump, a little paper pops out. No money changes hands mentally.
And that's,
anyway,
that's what's very
now, it
hard.
It does, of course, but
it's very hard for young people to learn that aspect of saving, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what you know. But we still see a lot of people. They open up savings accounts for kids, some of their children, and stuff like that. And I start to see that like there are a lot of people, especially in our communities, that still I think hold value to that, like trying to teach, you know, it's like the value of a dollar and understanding, you know, the importance of saving and stuff. But that's not always the same in different areas of the country, you know.
Do you offer a hometown credit card of some form?
We do offer a credit card program. It's you can actually apply. We actually use a third party vendor as a small bank. We don't really pursue to try to grow a large credit card portfolio like in house, but we do have a third party provider. It's all done. You can do it. You can apply online through our website. You can actually still fill out a paper application. It actually comes, it has a hometown bank card on it.
Is it a Visa or MasterCard?
It's a Visa. It's a Visa card.
Yes.
Yep. It provides online banking. You can get on your account, everything like that. So, I mean, it's another option. And that's where, as we've kind of grown different products that we see people that people want, we try to find solutions, you know, for them, you know. And at this time, we didn't want to, because credit card lending, there's a lot of risk with that. There's, you know, yes, you have higher interest rates, but there's a lot of default on those. And as a small community bank, you know, having those large defaults, we kind of try to mitigate our risk. Depending on what type of credit lending we want to do, you know, we perform better, I think, and what we're more comfortable with lending is kind of like real estate type lending, right. You know, whether it be homes, commercial properties, farms. You know, we do a lot of ag lending. We love our farm loans, you know, but I think that's kind of where we, but we also see the need that customers, you know, some of our business customers, they want the option of a credit card. So we kind of have a partner that we can provide that service for
them. Yeah, it's nice that there's consumer.
It's all done in-house.
Yes.
It's streamlined for the customer. But it's just another way to provide a service. But
so the loan decisions are made in this room.
Well, I guess one thing with us, all of the lenders have their own lending authority.
Right.
Executive officers of the bank, including myself, have a loan authority. Mm-hmm. And then if it goes over that, we have our kind of our lenders. We have a loan committee
right. That
we would have a quorum.
So
yes.
If I'm doing a small business loan, mm-hmm. I'm just going to pick a number. Let's say it's $50,000. Mm-hmm. That loan officer has authority up to $50,000, so to speak. He may be higher, but I'm just saying. Can that loan officer make that decision, or do they have a loan committee with that?
So depending on what the request is, a mm-hmm. lot of the lenders would have that authority. Executive
gotcha.
Officers would have that
I see.
Authority. And I think that's the thing, you know, that we can get things done typically and get an answer same day, next day,
yeah.
when most banks, weeks.
Yes,
and
I know.
Even if you can get anybody to get back with you, which is what we hear when people come to us, they can't believe that we can decision and get things turned around the way we can. But
that's great.
Because it's us making the decisions,
right.
And it does make a difference.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Even with our board, you know, larger dollar amounts, I mean, we do deals. I mean, we've done deals of, you know, $5-8 million,
right.
We can have approvals within a week. You know, our board of directors, you know, that would require a board level approval, but they're very involved with the bank. We could send out an approval, don't have to wait to our next board meeting, which could be a month down the road. We send it out, they can approve it. You know, we can have an answer in a couple days, you know, typically on even the bigger size deals, you know, and just that's that type of service really then just trickles, like, you know, customers. It's like, wow, it's like that quick service. They can get stuff bought, whether they're trying to close on a property.
Time's
quick.
Everything.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Especially
really
if you have a deal in place and the seller is anxious.
Through.
And
mm-hmm.
you're like, right,
through.
You want to bang, bang, and give them an answer. You know,
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You say,
yes.
Well, our bank's going to be back to you in a month, so if you just wait a few months now, that doesn't work.
Right.
Beth, tell me about what it's like to become a customer here. What would you say the best way to approach this bank is?
Well, and anyone is welcome to come into our branches. Of course, they can call us, whatever works best for them. But again, if they don't have a relationship with us, it's best to probably come into the branch, meet
mm-hmm.
us,
right.
let us get to know them, and then kind of see what they're looking for and how we can help them.
Gotcha.
You know, that's probably the easiest way for us to make that personal connection.
Does any of this stuff be done online, or you just have to come in here?
We really don't have like where you can do that online,
yeah.
And we really would prefer, again, establishing relationships to do that in person.
What a concept.
You know, and yeah. again, I think it's yeah. important, the world that we live in, which mm-hmm. fraud is huge.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's something to be said to be able to do things personally, again, to identify people, to see what their needs are. Because, you know, we might be a small community bank, but we have all of the same things that we have to deal with, cybersecurity, fraud, all of those things that we are at every day that we're fighting fraud. So right. it's like we want to make sure that we're doing things the right way.
Our guest is Beth Mangus and Jeb Keg, and we're here at the Hometown Bank in their conference room right here at the
Landmark
Restaurant. Right. I was only in there a few times. But so anyway, you did a beautiful job of that building, by the way. It's totally renovated. I got the tour the day you opened it. It was really something. I think it's fascinating that a bank like this can exist today, because everyone talks about how tough it is, especially when they're out competing with a zillion banks at once. I don't know how many banks we have in Bedford County, but is it 10?
Six or seven, yeah.
Yeah,
seven?
Six,
yeah,
seven.
It's quite a few. Do you have any idea what your market share might be here?
We do, actually. So the end
of every...
Is that
a secret? I don't know.
Oh, no, it's not. The FDIC puts out a summary of deposits
right. The
end of every June. And 7 years in a row, we've continued to hold the number one market share in deposits in Bedford County. And again, very proud that we've been able to do that 7 consecutive years. And, you know, I remember for many years, it seemed like we were like third place, went to second place. It took, and then, like I said, 7 consecutive years. Very proud that we have that market share in Bedford County.
I want you that are listening to this to know that was not a staged question. I did not know the answer to that until this moment. So, well, that's wonderful. That really is. That's quite an accomplishment for a bank that's 20 years old, and or not 20 years old.
19.
You're 19.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're coming out of your teenage years.
That's
yes,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As I mentioned, our guests today are Beth Mangus and Jeb Keg with the Hometown Bank. We just have a few more minutes left. Jeb, I want to ask you a little bit about the loan side. How would you encourage a business person to come to approach this bank, and what can they expect?
I think the same way, whether they, I mean, we get a lot of people that call in, we get a lot of people that just walk through the front doors. You know, we have some great lenders, Jim Gonsman, Carol Clark, Doug Kuntz, and any of them would be, they're always very prompt, just to be able to get a hold of them. You guys, anybody could call in, just ask for a business lender, essentially they can kind of walk you, guide you through the process. They're all very proactive, and they kind of, they've all been with the bank for many years now, and they know the process very easily, and know the importance of getting stuff from customers, getting things turned around through our credit department, which is all in-house. You know, all the loans are underwritten in-house, actually over at the old Landmark. That's where operations is. And then it gets to like whatever the appropriate approval level would be to get it approved, and then look towards a closing, you know. So, but I think the easiest way is whether to call in or just walk in the door. You know, people are on site. You know, we still have people here every day. That's one thing. You know, we have a lot of Bedford County. We have a ton of small businesses. A lot of what we consider their Schedule C customers or their farmers, their Schedule Fs. And that's one thing that we really, not that technology is plays into like how we do things here, but we still have a lot of human touch. And,
right.
And I think it really helps when we're analyzing our small businesses and our small farmers, that we can kind of, yes, sometimes it's like the cash flows, we call it cash flows. Sometimes they might be tight, but if we understand how the numbers are working, kind of look at things and make sure we understand that we're not putting the bank at risk, we're willing to make those loans, because again, we're trying to help our number one, our customers, but whether it's our neighbor, our friends, what's good for them is what's good for the bank, So I think we do a really good job of, making good loans, which ultimately it's better for the bank. It's better for our shareholders. We've done a really good job of not having like defaults, like bad loans over the years. In 16 years that I've been here, we've only had about 4 or 5 bad loans, and the dollar amounts are very small. Again, you're always going to have those.
Well, in any business, that's, yep. That's under perfection. What have we missed? Anything? Big chance of putting a shameful plug. So how do we get a hold of you? Tell us how we get a hold of you.
Pretty easy. I mean, you could just walk through the door. I know.
Is there a phone number, a website, anything like
yep.
that?
Yep. So we're located in Bedford, just at 638 East Pitt Street. We kind of have a facility now with the operations building. Right. But we, if you're in Bedford County, we have 7 branches now. Kind of stretched across the county, and it's pretty easy to find us.
Tell me where the branches are, right?
Yep.
Have, of course, our first branches were Bedford and Everett. Mm-hmm. We have Claysburg. So we have 5 of the branches are Bedford County, 2 are Blair County.
Okay.
So Martinsburg and Claysburg.
Well, Martinsburg is almost Bedford.
Martinsburg, yeah. It is. Pretty close.
It's hop, skip, and a jump.
But then our other branches, Woodbury. We have a branch in Woodbury.
Gotcha.
Saxton, Pleasantville.
Well, thank you both. You've been a wonderful guest. You've done an excellent job. I've learned a lot about your bank, and I appreciate it. I know the audience appreciates it well. And we'll know how to get a hold of you now. And both of you said over and over, the best way to do it is to walk in. So we want to thank you, Beth and Jed, for being our guests today on Bedford County Speaks. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.